This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned in to the eHealth Radio Network and the Hair Health Channel. On the show today, we are with hair transplant advisor and consultant Paul Joseph Smith of Sure Hair International. Sure Hair is a world-class hair transplant clinic, hair replacement specialist, and treatment hair regrowth clinic in Canada. They perform all types of surgical and non-surgical hair transplants throughout Ontario and service clients from all over the country. Paul, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thanks very much for having me today.
You are very welcome. So, Paul, what makes a good hair transplant candidate?
There are a lot of factors, actually, when if you're listening to this and you're wondering if you are, there's a lot of factors. Age, degree of hair loss, and gender, whether you're male or female, are all important factors, actually. If you're a good candidate, most importantly, it's the potential patient's goals and expectations of what they're looking to achieve, which I would actually deem to probably be the most important factor, as individuals with higher degrees of hair loss can't achieve the same results as an individual with less hair loss. So the reality is that you really need to take a look, and come in for a consultation or meet with somebody who's a specialist so who can explain to you really the pros and cons of a hair transplant, explain to you what's realistic versus what we can and can't do.
Sure Hair has performed over 5,000 surgeries and transplanted over 6.5 million grafts. That is incredible. Tell us about the Unistrand method and what this is all about.
So basically, you can imagine making a little hole 6.5 million times. So you can imagine there's a bit of experience, and as you go along with anything, you always get better and you try to improve. So basically, the Unistrand method is a development that we started about 15 years ago, just from our doctors, staff, and designers, and we've actually have hairdressers that basically this culminates into also allowing us to perform at a very elite level surgically. So the Unistrand method basically uses a technique, artistic style and design, bringing hair transplants, what we would consider to be a very new level. The input gives the Unistrand method the best of all worlds. Basically what happens is a lot of doctors, they basically look at a hairline and they just kind of, they address it from a medical perspective and from a, you know, planting and drawing a hairline. However, there is a very important part, which is the actual final artistic result. So we basically built that into our arsenal of hairline design, making hair transplants truly look completely undetectable. It still blows my mind, actually, some of the results that we have and even my own. Basically, you know, if you plant the hair a certain way, it grows a certain way. You want to transplant it to reproduce what Mother Nature gave you, widow's peak, natural swirl in the crown, density placement, and dense packing, which basically dense packing is achieving a really good density that, you know, 10 years ago we didn't think we could achieve. That's basically the Unistrand design and method is style, design, lots of hair transferred and careful placement. And that's basically what we do.
What is so unique about the Unistrand technique?
Well, there's a couple of factors. You know, there's several thousand hair transplant clinics in North America, for example. And basically, there are five things or six things that are actually really important when you're considering getting a hair transplant and looking at a hair transplant clinic. So for number one, I think, which is the most important, is for most younger guys and for females, high-density transplant. So the average person in real life, if they have a full head of hair, you know, a guy like Brad Pitt or George Clooney, he's probably got about 100 grafts per centimeter squared. So we can actually reproduce anywhere from 50 to 75 grafts per centimeter squared. That basically means to the average Joe, you will look like you have a full head of hair. We can actually transplant, and that's extremely, extremely difficult to do. And so that's basically what it does. We can allow it to dense pack up to 10 times, a person with thinning hair, and which basically allows for more easier styling options, spiking the hair, parting the hair left and right. So these are all factors that a lot of patients have come to us and expressed interest in, and these are the solutions to that, is by doing dense packing. What that allows for is a lack of density discrepancies, which is basically patchiness. So if you're looking at a gentleman who maybe, you know, is thinning, you might go, well, that's thicker and thinner, and that actually is a hindrance cosmetically with an individual, because we want them to actually look like they have a uniform head of hair. I would consider probably the most important part, actually, is hairline design. I can't express how important hairline is. It is the most difficult artistically and cosmetically from a challenging point of view to do. Anybody can remove hair from the back of the head and put it into the top of your head. However, actually making it look natural and making it angled properly to recreate Mother Nature's imperfections is an extremely hard thing, and it took us probably honestly 2,000, 3,000 transplants before we really got that down packed. In the last 4 or 5 years, the last 1,000 cases or so we've done are just truly undetectable. And I think, secondarily probably to the hairline design is mega hair transplant. So a name that we've coined because basically traditionally as a lot of clinics, claim that they can harvest a lot of hair. There's a huge difference between grafts versus hairs. So we can actually achieve anywhere from 3,000 to 4,500 grafts or 7,000 to 10,000 hairs. You're talking a surgery of, 12 hours, 14 hours in order to plant all of those, and you have to have a cohesive unit of nurses and doctors in order to do that. So that's taken us a very long time to achieve that. What that means for the average patient is, if you're getting 4,500 grafts, that's usually done at 99% of the clinics, over two surgeries, which means two full surgeries. You have to pay twice. Hair takes a year to grow. So you have to wait 2 full years versus coming to us. It would only take you about a year to get the final result. So these are things that we can do. Closure techniques are also very important. We do that in a way which allows for very minimal scarring where the hair actually grows through the scar. So this actually is very beneficial. So you can get away, like myself personally, I can get away with probably a one guard. I can shave my head with a one guard for a beard clipper, and you can't even see the scarring, which is usually a very high consideration. And I believe that's probably the most important part. I'd also say, again, I can't stress enough the hairline design. If you're looking to go to any clinic, doesn't matter who you go to, make sure that their hairlines look absolutely natural.
Today we are with hair transplant advisor, consultant Paul Joseph Smith of Sure Hair International, who actually has had 3 transplants himself here on the eHealth Radio Network. Paul, what does this mean for a person considering getting a hair transplant?
Well, I think the most important factor when getting a hair transplant is looking at all of the factors when you're looking at a clinic going, can they really do a good hairline? How many grafts can they get? How much experience do they have? Who are some of their previous patients? Do they have a lot of video and photos on their website? Are they knowledgeable? Are they experienced? Are they spoken highly of? So these are, I think, are all the most important factors, because the reality is most clinics, sadly, hair transplants have traditionally been making money. The patient is secondary to, I believe, the actual results. We really here make a huge effort to ensure that every single patient knows exactly what to expect and what they can get. And I can't explain to you highly enough, the only thing worse than going bald is having a bad hair transplant. So you want to make sure that a clinic is able to do all of the things that I just outlined. And sadly, there's probably, a dozen or two dozen clinics in North America that can actually achieve what we've outlined here today.
What happens after the surgery? What can the client expect?
So, yeah, absolutely. So the surgery day itself is, we've actually learned and coined a phrase called the gentle touch technique, which allows for minimal pain. We actually worked with children's dentists to just kind of figure out how do they actually give, certain local anesthetics and what do they do to alleviate a lot of pain for their clients. So actually the transplant itself is quite painless except from the local anesthetics or, basically needles into the areas that where we actually remove or plant. The transplant itself, depending on the number of grafts, can take anywhere from 10 to 14 hours. For 7 days, you're going to have some pink dots. It's basically, you're going to look like you have a bunch of little paper cuts at the top of your head. And after 7 days, you're pretty much, for all intents and purposes, completely back to normal. Then the hardest part, which we call the ugly duckling phase, there's about a 3-month period where no hair grows. Basically, what's happened is when the hair is extracted, the hair actually resets itself for its growth cycle. So it takes about 3 months to 6 months to start to see growth and up to a full year. So atypically, actually, most patients are very nervous pre-surgery, but the surgery is not the hardest part. The hardest part really is waiting for the hair to grow in.
And always a popular question, why is going to a top doctor so important?
Well, you know what? I'll give you my own personal experience. So I was 23 years old, and I've had 3 transplants, as I mentioned. My first transplant, I went to some local clinic, up near where I was born, and they basically harvested a large strip of hair at the back of my head, and I was told I'd get about 2,000 grafts. When the hair grew in, I got about 50 grafts. So I lost about 1,950 grafts, and the hair at the back doesn't regrow. And we actually don't have enough hair to fill up an entire head. So on top of that, the hairline was extremely unnatural. I was hiding under a hat for about 2 years, killed my confidence. You can imagine being a young guy going bald and now having this completely blatant, obvious, horrible result. So that actually got me started doing research and trying to find a really good clinic. And that's when I really got into understanding, that a hair transplant is not like just going to a dentist. There are so many components. You can't just go to the first guy down the street. Number one rule, do not let distance be a factor when getting a hair transplant. I can tell you honestly, there's probably only about 10 clinics I would go to in North America and, under 50 in the entire world. So you have to really make sure, because at the end of the day, bottom line, a hair transplant is for life. Whatever you do, it's how you're going to look. You're altering your appearance until the day you die. So you better make sure that you're not just winging it and you're looking at the best clinics, making sure that they do top work, because at the end of the day, it's you who has to look in that mirror for better or for worse. So going to a top clinic basically ensures that you're going to get a fantastic result. Hair transplant, a bad hair transplant will ruin your life. A great hair transplant will change your life for the better in ways you cannot even believe until the end of your days.
And in conclusion, what one extra thing could you leave with our listeners in this regard?
You know what? I think it's a very basic sum is that, the reason I came to Sure Hair and had my repair here basically was for what I said. There's maybe a handful, 5-8 clinics that can actually do, huge sessions, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 grafts in one session, who actually do really good hairline design. Why would someone go through 2 or 3 surgeries and wait 2 to 3 years to get a final result when you can come to us or go to one of the other clinics and get it all done in one shot? You're saving time, you're saving money, you're saving the downtime of going through the surgery. So, I really think an informed patient who really understands, who's listening to this and wondering what they should do, an informed patient really knows. You go to the best. You get it done right. One of us, coming to us or whoever else that, might be up there with that type of experience that I outlined. So, again, it'll change your life forever if you get it done right. So be an informed patient and make sure you understand what you're getting into prior to getting a hair transplant.
We've been talking with hair transplant advisor, consultant Paul Joseph Smith of Sure Hair International, and the website of reference is surehair.com. Paul Joseph, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, it was an absolute pleasure. You have a great day.
You are very welcome. And this is Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to the eHealth Radio Network. And we thank you for listening to this Hair Health channel. And until next time, enjoy.